tried hard, but we'll do it so long. I hope we're good, but I won't start over again. Midday street, more signs now than these parts in the air. The body starts to slip away. Your bite seems so innocent. Everything makes sense to you. They didn't do me.
Yo, what is up, everyone? Welcome to the podcast of Shady as Hell. We're taking a look behind the set between NXT Great American Bash. I'm gonna tell you, it was awesome. I watched it on home. It was amazing. If you've seen this game, if you haven't seen, well, spoilers are ahead. So the start of ahead, in the street fight, Kenzo Ray just defeated Mia Yim, and apparently it was out how the tally brute force. I tell you, these Anganese, I like the street fights, all these old crazy motherfucking shit happens. I tell you, this is awesome. Here's that, Bronson Reed defeated Tony Nese, the premier athlete on this regiment, so I'm pointing out. I can tell you, when he pulled on the scene, and he couldn't save him from the massive top rope flash. And the other match between Johnny Gargano and Isaiah Swerve Scott. Johnny Gargano, I wouldn't say that, but I thought I said like that, but I hate him. Apparently, Johnny Gargano and John and Isaiah Scott, between head of both reversal, every reflexes, because Johnny wrestled, dipped it with the poison ran from the outside, but he peed him with the one found beat with the pins up 1, 2, 3. In a 6-man tag division, Legado del Fantasma just defeat Dre Maverick and Bruce Angle. Besides Dre Maverick, because of the injuries of his neck, he has the shock of the world, and joined forces with Bruce Angle in the 6-man tag team division. So apparently they pinned it back up, but wasn't enough. But Escobar puts his last kiss on a fantasy driver on him. But if Dre Mac wins the NXT title, I bet. Mercedes Martinez just defeats Santino Garnes. Besides the returning to NXT, they made at the clinic. He puts her out with the fishing buzz. I'm like, boom! Like, holy shit. Even the main event, the winner takes all between Keith Lee and Adam Cole. for the NXT Championship and North American Championship. And today, those two made history. The League of Undisputed Era has held at least 400 plus days, and Keith Lee had too. In fact, Keith Lee has made it impossible. He defeated Adam Cole, he pinned up 1-2-3 with the Spirit Bomb before hitting the Bang Bang Catastrophe. And now Keith Lee is the NXT Champion and North American Champion. And it's an emotional win. But what's next? But what if Karrion Kross Skull reacts to this? But I don't know. But anyway. So anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. My history wag. And this is Shady Cell Podcast. Make sure to stay home, stay safe. So then, see you next time. Peace out. Oh, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube channel. See you.